I'm Brian Moline. Concussions are a hot topic in sports right now, mostly in football, but they're an issue in other sports too. Michael Dwojak recently wrote a long-form story for the Daily Illini about concussions in female athletes. Dwojak was a guest on the most recent episode of Illinois Public Media's sports and culture podcast, The Bandwagon. Hosts Elisa Braltz, John Steinbacher, and I spoke with Dwojak about his article. He says he started out just generally looking into injuries to Illini athletes.
But then when I started getting deeper into the story, I kind of realized that I really don't have, like, a specific subject. I don't have, like, an exact focus because heading into the school year, heading into August, I was just, like, very broad. But then I came into the topic after talking with someone and talking about how, yeah, these concussions are happening in football, but how much are they really happening in these other sports? Like, how much do we know? We know about women's soccer and that kind of stuff, but we don't know about softball. We don't know about volleyball. We don't know about basketball and the other sports or ice hockey. So that's where I kind of got interested. So I started doing some preliminary research and I found, hey, some researchers are finding stuff that women have a higher rate of concussions. Women take longer to recuperate from concussions. And that's kind of where I came into this interest. And then once I find the research, I found subjects. Some of them I was lucky to find, honestly. And then some of them I just kind of knew from previous interviews, previous relationships, previous beats. So that's kind of how I got into it. I mean, it wasn't really an exact focus. It wasn't exactly like, oh, I'm going to write about women's concussions. It just kind of, I started on the subject and it kind of led me down the way to report on this.
I think you really did a good job of drawing the reader into this with leading off with the story of Ruby Rivera, who's currently a senior, I think, on the Illinois softball team. And back in her freshman year about a play where she sustained a concussion and really didn't know what was happening at the time. How did you, get in touch with Ruby and learn her story and decided that would be kind of the focal point for this?
Well, I thought it was very, like, funny how that worked out because Alex Booker, a former Illinois softball player who I also spend a section talking about in the story, during my freshman year at Illinois, did a story about her. So her and I have had a good relationship over the past few years. She's obviously moved on to life and that kind of stuff, but we still maintain a good relationship. And when I was doing the preliminary research on what athletes have to go through, when I was doing my general injury story, she mentioned that, hey, this person named Ruby Rivera, I don't know if you ever heard of her, she suffered multiple concussions and that kind of stuff. To which I was like, in my head, I was like, bingo, this is someone I can talk to. This is someone who's at the university right now. And then when I talked to her, I mean, it just wrote itself. Like, it kind of got at the theme where I was talking about where she kind of knew she had a concussion, but, like, she wanted to play through it because that's something she's always been told. Like I mentioned in the story, in high school, she suffered a concussion in the same way, and her coach didn't care. Her coach was just, like, more mad that she got out on the play as opposed to thinking, oh, are you okay? How are you feeling? So it's kind of getting upon that mentality that athletes have been grown up with and how that mentality is kind of changing in today's sports and that kind of stuff.
It makes me wonder, like, you have all of this media out there about concussions and treatment and medical and making sure that, you know, they can recite the months of the year backwards and all of those things. But then you also have, like, athletic culture, which is you rub some dirt on it to, you know, probably the wrong metaphor, but you know what I mean.
No, I mean, I heard that metaphor so many times during these interviews. That's something that a lot of people say.
So do you have any thoughts about that? Like, you're going to have this sort of media culture where, ooh, concussion's bad, we need to be careful, and then you have what's really happening with parents and coaches.
Right. And I think that's something that kind of surprised me. I mean, when I talked to Kevin and then Katie Stafford, a mother of one of the players, that was something they told me. They were like, well, parents are mad that you're kind of trying to change the sport. You're trying to change the rules. But I do feel like that's something where maybe that it is a majority of parents, but it's something that just kind of takes time to adjust. I mean, parents, I feel like, always want what's best for their child. And then sometimes, as I mentioned in the article, I feel like it was more someone was telling their child what they can't do as opposed to them saying that concussions, like, instead of them saying concussions are good, they're basically just kind of mad that someone else is telling them child what they can or cannot do.
That's Michael Dwojak. He's a senior at the University of Illinois and the managing editor of the Daily Illini. You can find his article about concussions in female athletes at dailyillini.com, then click on Long Form. You can hear much more of Michael's conversation with the Bandwagon crew at our website, will.illinois.edu/bandwagon, or on iTunes.